Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Last week, Bozeman attorney Matthew Monforton prevailed in his effort to overturn a law passed by the 2013 Montana legislature that would have required anyone who makes a claim about a candidate's voting record to disclose any contrasting votes made by that candidate in the previous 6 years. It's the classic, I voted yes before I voted no before I voted yes. Groups like the Montana Family Foundation, who do voter education, argued that the law was an unconstitutionally vague infringement on free speech. It was unworkable and would have limited our ability to fully participate in elections, which is exactly what it was designed to do. The law was the brainchild of Democrats and a small group of so-called responsible Republicans who were tired of having their voting records exposed by conservative groups every time an election rolled around. Monforton argued that the law unconstitutionally restricted free speech because the requirements were nearly impossible to meet. Under penalty of law, groups like ours would have had to search the records of votes in committees, in interim committees, all floor action, and any other votes taken on a given issue for the past 6 years, then publish them all. The research time alone would have been extremely expensive. It was a virtual gag on political speech, which is exactly how Judge Dana Christensen saw it. Ironically, the same effort to muzzle free speech is taking place at the federal level. The IRS was caught delaying applications for nonprofit status for certain conservative groups like the Tea Party, Samaritan's Purse, and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Now they want to take what was an illegal practice and legalize it by placing restrictions in the IRS code. It's a blatant attempt to impede free speech and would affect everything that we do, including this radio broadcast. Every election cycle, the Montana Family Foundation participates in voter education efforts and voter registration. We send out nonpartisan candidate questionnaires and compile that data into nonpartisan voter guides. We also publish voting records on issues like abortion, same-sex marriage, and religious liberty. This year, one of the big topics will be Obamacare, and those who voted for it want that information kept secret. The IRS plans to redefine political activity to include voter registration, voter education, any communication that mentions a candidate or political party, grants made to nonprofits, and any mention of events in which candidates participate. Never before has any of this been labeled political speech, and the sole purpose is to muzzle conservatives. Liberal groups like labor unions are specifically exempt. It's hardball politics at its ugliest, and legislation's been introduced to block the IRS efforts. Unfortunately, with liberals in control of the White House and the U.S. Senate, chances of its passage are slim. So, back to the Montana case. We applaud Judge Christensen. Laws designed to restrict free speech for political gain have no place in our state. And as we get closer to the elections, we'll be sure to tell you who voted for it. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.